Romania, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
As we worship, lift your hands and worship Him. Lift your hands and give Him praise, give Him all the worship. Father, we worship You, we bless Your name, King of kings and Lord of lords. Let's lift our hands to heaven, to the King of kings, the Lord of lords. The mighty one, to Jesus, the Son of the living God.
You are my hiding place, You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in You. I will trust in You. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength. I will trust in You. I will trust in You. Let the weak say, I am strong.
Like you to open your mouth in 1 minute and cry to the God of heaven, I have come tonight, O God, for an encounter. This is a miracle service. I have come to see Jesus enthroned over every pain, every sickness, every infirmity. Are you praying?
He will come and save you. He will come and save you. save you. Say to the weary ones, your God will surely come. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Lift up your eyes to him. You will arise again. He will come and save you.
Father, tonight we pray that you will work wonders in the midst of your people. We have come to experience your power and to experience your grace. We cry, O God, and in the name of Jesus, that everything that does not name the name of Christ, it must bow to the Lordship of Jesus tonight. Let burdens be lifted tonight. Let gates and doors be opened tonight. Let age-long captivities give way finally. And for someone here, your life is about to be an explanation that Jesus is still alive. That after tonight, you will not need to talk much. Something about your life will testify that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Last week I taught you that results are also evangelists. There is a kind of gospel that only results can preach. Hallelujah. For some of you, you have been talking and giving explanations too long. It's time to be still and let the mighty results that come through your life do the speaking. Your results will tell men there is a God in heaven. Your results will tell men he still loves you. Your results will tell men he's still a restorer. Your results will tell men he's still a deliverer. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your faith be alive. Don't be distracted. This is a night to encounter God and to receive all that he's had in store for you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Please be seated. I welcome every one of us to our miracle service for January. Happens to be the first for this year, 2022. What should you expect in a miracle service like this? The manifestation of the power of God. It's as simple as that. To heal, to deliver, to bless. The preaching of the gospel is not complete until there is a demonstration of the power and the grace of God. It is important for men and women to know that Jesus is alive, not just by the speakings of the saints, but the performance that only the mighty hand of God can bring. Hallelujah. Let me prophesy again that tonight there must be a performance in your life. Hallelujah. It was Charles and Francis Hunter of blessed memory who said, one genuine miracle will be worth 1,000 sermons. One genuine miracle. I believe in miracles. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the God that heals, the God that delivers. I believe in the God that restores. I believe in the God that can change the stories of men. It would be a dangerous thing if there is no possibility for our stories to be changed. That means your yesterday will still be your tomorrow. But there is a God who can create a divide between yesterday and today and tomorrow like the Red Sea parting. Listen, I want you to know that the power of God is in this place, and you must lend your destiny your attention, because as surely as the Lord lives, whatever came with you here that was not sent by God, we know what God sent to go with you. And if there is anything that followed you to this place, as surely as the Lord lives, you are only seeing it for the last time. You are only seeing it for the last time. He said, these Egyptians that you see today, that you shall see them no more forever. You shall see them no more forever. This embarrassment, this shame, this reproach, this poverty, this hardship, you shall see it no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are in the presence of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the all-powerful God. As soon as I came down from the vehicle, I started sensing, I know when one of the graces that God has given me is the ability to not only have anointings, but to discern graces and know what it is, what kind of workings of the Spirit to be found in a place by the kind of grace that flows. Hallelujah. And when I began to sense that anointing, I knew for sure that there will be such a grace. There is a grace that makes for performance. Performance means what you have heard, you will see. It is the grace, listen, it is the grace for performance that converts that which is spoken to that which is seen. In the name of Jesus Christ, give God a chance to surprise you tonight. Hallelujah. Let me start tonight. The Lord put it in my heart while I was praying, just to pray and speak a blessing. All of our precious family who have come from diaspora, if you have come from any part of the world aside Nigeria, please stand. I want to start with you tonight. What nation is that? What's that? Angola. Let's celebrate Angola. Hallelujah. We may not have the time, but there are literally people coming. Please help me honor and bless my uncle and auntie all the way from UK. Please, can you give them a big, big God bless you. Hallelujah. Whether you are the overflow, and then for those following online, by the way, you are part of us, so I'm going to pray for you. Thousands of people from everywhere. Why would someone travel 17 hours, 5 hours, 1 hour, 7 hours from one region to one region to encounter God, only for them to return and the only testimony is that I came to church? Not here, gentlemen. There is a God in heaven. This is the place of encounter. Do to me what you want. This is the place of surrender. Do to me what you want. This is the place where your life is changed. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, I pray for all our foreign delegates and all those who have come from every part of this nation, and then those who have come from around the world, non-Nigerians, or those who have come in from diaspora, in the name that is above all names, I prophesy over your life right now. The challenge you came here with, by the God of heaven, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Let it bow to the Lordship of Jesus now. Let it bow to the Lordship of Jesus now. Delay, retrogression, financial embarrassment, spiritual bankruptcy, we declare judgment over you now. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Every nation here represented, I speak to you, rise to a new dimension. A new dimension of fire, a new dimension of grace, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we use you as points of contact to speak to your nations. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, every nation here represented, let there be angelic visitations over those territories. Hallelujah. One of the ladies that came from Angola, where is Angola? The power of God is coming on two of you right now. Please bring them out. Let's start with you. I'm seeing an anointing.
Atmosphere shift now, chains be broken.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. You will take this grace and go back to Angola. Great fire. What do you do? What? Tap this man for me. What do you do?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Come again?
I'm a businessman.
You're a businessman. Stand. Your life is about to change. Listen. Listen. There is a grace that enthrones. No king makes himself a king. There is a grace that enthrones. I stand by the apostolic and the prophetic. I stretch my hands towards you. I shift you to a new dimension in business. Take that fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never, never, never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ, I open the gates of your business fair for you. You will return a sign and a wonder. My dear, stand. What's your name? Who is Patricia? What's your name?
Antonietta Patricia.
I want to pray for you. There is an anointing that is coming upon you. What do you do? That's all right.
Create business for the government in Angola.
Okay, you create business because I am seeing not only Angola. Huh? Write it down. You have something to do with Congo. Congo,
yes,
DRC. Congo, DRC.
Correct.
What do you have to do with Congo?
We want to do commercialization of diamonds.
Because I'm seeing God is bringing you favor from Congo. By reason of this, I stretch my hands. May that anointing come upon you. May the gates of Congo DRC be open for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Celebrate Jesus. Please go back to your seat quickly.
There is only one name. There is only one name. Power to save. With power to save.
Hallelujah. Who is Sylvester? I'm hearing a name, Sylvester. We'll be seated shortly. Who is Sylvester? You are wearing a brown, like traditionals. Brown, with short hands. Is there someone like that? Come. Where are you coming from? What's your name? Come. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Kuchiguri Airport, sir.
My dear brother, your life is about to change. You came here praying. I don't know you. I don't know anything about you.
Yes.
I raised that song and the Holy Spirit told me, Sylvester.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, the grace tonight is the grace, this kingmaker anointing. The grace that is enthroning men. He said, there is I have seen a mystery that servants are riding on horses while princes walk afoot. Hear me, anywhere you should be seated now, anyone sitting there or any power stopping you from sitting, parus kete bakata patosha, by this anointing in the name of Jesus, help them please, parash kete bekete bata, in the name that is above all names, be seated in your rightful place by prophecy,
in the name of Jesus.
Servants ride on horses while princes walk afoot. But my Bible says we have been made unto God kings and priests, and that we reign on earth. I'm about to pray. I want you to bring those people outside. There, I'm seeing the number 21. There are 21 people. If the anointing comes on you, there is something wrong with your family. There is witchcraft that is stopping people from rising. This is what I'm seeing. 21 people, wherever they are, by the name that is above all names, I decree and declare, let the power of God bring liberty now. Please bring them out. Every anomaly that is stopping those who should rise, champions in the spirit, yet bound by witchcraft, he said, lose him and let him go. Lose him and let him go. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Those chains, just chains over my life, please bring them out. Lose him and let him go. Bound by the orchestrations of witchcraft. I'm still praying. Families, men and women destined to rise, but there are powers sitting on their destinies and nobody seems to make progress. You go to school, it's like you didn't go to school. You are connected to great people, it's like you are not connected. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, let there be judgment over every wickedness. Judgment over every wickedness. Judgment over every wickedness. Hallelujah. Justina. I'm hearing a name, Justina. We'll be seated shortly, but who is Justina? Please, let's not be careless. Don't just rush out carelessly. Justina, who is that? Where are you coming from, madam? Stand up. I want to pray for you. I'll pray for all of you. I'm looking at you. And I'm seeing both of your hands tied in the spirit. Physically, there's nothing like that. But in the realm of the spirit, I'm seeing both of your hands tied. Can I pray for you, madam? I don't know anything about you and your family, but I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the chains that hold your hand and will not let you go, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let it release you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a woman here. I'm going to pray for people, but there is a woman here. I'm seeing a hand like this and is counting 5 years without a child. Who is that? 5 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're trusting God for the fruit of the womb. It's time to end this thing once and for all. Please make sure you don't just come out carelessly. 5 years. There is a God in heaven. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Salika Tosa Bredeasia. Madam, look at me. Is your husband here?
I think he should be outside.
Oh, he's outside. Madam, you believe in Jesus? I stretch my hands towards you. I will pray for you that have come, but particularly, careful. Careful with her so she doesn't injure herself. Listen, look at me. In the name that is above all names, I prophesy to you, according to the time of life, I don't care what the medical report is, in that name that is above every other name, like Eli prophesied to Hannah, the power of God is coming on you right now. You receive your miracle child now. What's your name, my dear? This lady jumping. I want to pray for you. Madam, I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus Christ. God is restoring business people. This is what I'm hearing in my spirit. There is a certain crown that was on your head, and yet that crown has been taken, and you are moving as a king without crown. This is a prophetic word for someone, but God is saying by his mercy, he's putting back that crown upon your head. He's putting back that crown of honor. There is no king without a crown. In the name of Jesus, let there be that enthroning upon you by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please make sure you don't just come out here carelessly. What is this gentleman doing? All of you 5 years, this is your wife, husband and wife. Hold your hands, two of you. Just lift it up. I want to pray for you. Look at me. I curse that spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, let them go. Now, I release you by the Spirit of God. The same way you stood here, this is how you will stand with your wife holding your baby. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I use this as a point of contact, and I pray for all those who are standing here. Every demon that is stopping you from taking in, let them go now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, every one of you here trusting God for the fruit of the womb, according to the time of life, return with your testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke everything that is holding you and your loved ones down. This lady, in the name that is above all names, I declare that you are free now. Yeah. Madam, look at me. This woman whose hand is shaking. What's your name? I want to pray for you. I'm seeing an attack. This is a demonic thing. Are you for the fruit of the womb?
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for you. I want to shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
Out of her now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help her, please. I decree and declare, your womb opens, you return with your testimony. Everyone here who is standing, trusting God for the fruit of the womb, let it be done right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, I don't intend to create chaos, because the case I want to mention, I'm sure that many people belong to that, but there is a particular person I'm looking for. From, I'm seeing 2010 till now, you have been applying for jobs. You are a gentleman. Everywhere till now, you have not gotten it. 2010, this is what the Lord is telling me. Don't just come out at random. We're going to pray. But there is a particular gentleman the Lord is ministering this. Let me just pray with you, because this thing is... What's the problem? Why is she coming? Why is she here? For 13 years.
Yes, sir.
Sir, look at me. Don't feel embarrassed that your wife is lifting your hands. Is God that wants to... You see, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is like a hospital. You understand? Don't be ashamed and afraid when you are before the presence of God, because he can surprise you. Madam, 13 years.
Yes, sir.
You believe that you can return with your testimony?
Yes, sir.
Please lay one hand on your stomach. Even though I've prayed for everybody.
Seven miscarriage.
It's all right, madam. Don't worry. You see, when Jesus comes, he does not come to sympathize with your problem. He comes to change it completely. Lay your hands. Let me pray for you. Father, lay one hand on your womb. Lord Jesus, I stretch my hands right now over this man and his dear wife. In the name that is above all names, I decree and declare that the spirit that is back of miscarriages, seven of them, let them go now. Release them, and according to the time of life, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, return with your miracle. In Jesus' name I pray. Why is that gentleman here? Huh?
Sir, I'm here. My business is not working at all.
My friend, I will pray for you. Eh? You just go back and just come when I call the cases, right? I know that you desire, but you see, this thing, we are not guessing. We walk as the Holy Spirit helps us and leads us. Don't feel embarrassed, huh? But I'll pray with you, right? So you just hang. When we are praying, you receive. Or if we call a case that is similar to yours, then you come. Hallelujah. Why are they here? 10 years you, 10 years too. I'll pray with you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The power of God is coming on one of you. I just saw an anointing come on one of you. I'm going to pray for all of you. But this is the instruction God gave me. I just saw an anointing coming on one of you. And I decree and declare by the Spirit of grace, please don't come out at random. Let these ones represent all the ones who are not here by now. Praise God. The power of God is coming on one of you. And in the name of Jesus, I rebuke everything that represents embarrassment in the area of career. Let it go now. I prophesy to you in Jesus' name, listen to me, that soon after this miracle service, the Lord will surprise you with a job. You will come and stand before the people of God and you will testify. And I use them as a point of contact. Please help. I'm seeing two people in the spirit, like I will always say, I'm seeing them run out by the anointing. Just help them. You can bring them out carefully so they don't injure themselves and those around them in this auditorium now. You know, there are angels that walk based on what the Holy Spirit is doing. And so sometimes, it's not just what I'm saying. There is God walking in the midst of his people. I am just seeing angels. There's a strong angelic manifestation. And I'm seeing two people running, like running out by the anointing. God is breaking something that represents delay in their lives. So when you have those two people, bring them right now. Let me pray for these people so that we'll get into the business. Help them so they don't injure themselves and injure others. Gentlemen, I use you as a point of contact to pray for everyone who is trusting God to honor you in that wise, in the area of your career. In the name of Jesus, let this be the miracle service that releases you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Please bring them, those two people that I mentioned right now, who will begin to run out by the Spirit. If you've identified them, let me have them here. I want to pray for them right now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
They call you Junior. Who is that? Junior, you are at the back. This is what I'm seeing. They call you Junior. The Holy Ghost is showing me that this man is at the back. Who is that? What's your name? Huh? What's the name?
Junior.
Come. I want to pray for you. Where are you from, my friend?
Niger State, sir.
Huh?
Niger.
I want to pray for you because there is restoration that God is bringing not only to you but to your family members. I stretch my hands right now. May that anointing come upon you and let things turn around. Take that grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy restoration even as the Lord is revealing to me. Let there be supernatural restoration even over your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, nothing missing, nothing broken, kept by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Something is going to happen here right now. The Lord is opening my eyes. I'm seeing the map of Nigeria. And in that map, I just saw like a wind. And it's going towards the southwest. And listen, when God reveals things to me like this, is because He's imparting people. Sometimes when I mention the state, the power of God will meet the people of that state. So I believe that the southwest represents a Yoruba nation. I'm stretching my hands right now. In the name of Jesus, please bring them out. The power of God, there are families within that region. If you belong to that region and there is anything tying you down, this is your moment of release. I decree and declare right now. I'm telling you, there's fire just coming on people. I'd like you to identify them. Bring them out right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Some of you are standing in for your family members. You are not just standing for yourselves. You are standing for your family members. God is bringing liberty. Help that woman, please. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, that anointing is coming right now. One, two, southwest, three. Take that fire now. In the name of Jesus, take that fire. Bring them as fast as you can. Every under the yoke and the bondage of darkness, as represented in that region, I decree and declare that curse, that yoke, that enchantment is broken now. That enchantment is broken now. That enchantment is broken now. There is a curse. Listen to me. I'm seeing a yoke and an embargo that perpetuates poverty over families. This is what I'm seeing. No matter how hardworking, no matter how diligent, this is not just the Southwest thing again. I think I should just finish with that because I want to break that yoke now. Listen, pay attention to these prayers. They are not just empty speakings. It is the Holy Spirit identifying people's problems. All those who are in front here and all those who are the overflows or wherever, in the name of Jesus, every yoke tying your family, those in front here, at the count of three, I command those devils to leave. One, two, go, go! Out of their lives now. Out of their destinies. Release them, release their families. In the name of Jesus Christ. Release them, release their families. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want to pray. Listen, listen. It is a dangerous thing to be a victim of the spirit of poverty. It is poverty that leads to servitude. It is poverty that creates the distraction that interrupts people from giving God their all. Waking up in the morning, sleeping late in the night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. He brought you here to end this once and for all. Listen. For some of you, your loved ones are sincere people, but they didn't have the opportunity to encounter the grace that will set them free. They were not lazy. It's just that these spirits move from generation to generation. Can I pray for you? This is a very serious prayer. Father, every family, inside the overflows, outside, following online, that is under the yoke and the siege.
Kabarata sadi salata. Parandes kebarus kadila kapa. Krade gadila kusia.
Covenants of fathers. They went to consult powers to look for wealth, and it backfired. Help them, please.
Harato shadegedia.
Covenants of fathers went to meet enchanters to give them the power to make wealth. It is only God who can lift and give sustainable blessings. Right now, I decree and declare, anyone, bring them out, any family under the siege of the covenant that leads to hardship, paratos ketegetebata, kebrantekapata, I'm seeing fire just coming on people, breaking covenants. Innocent people went to consult with mediums, consult with spirits of the dead, slept in graveyards, all in the search for wealth. I stand by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I decree and declare that covenant is broken now. That covenant is broken now. That curse is lifted now. That covenant is broken now. Wicked spirits that will not allow individuals rise. Wicked spirits that will not allow your glory to be seen, even financially, putting you in a position of perpetual embarrassment. You start a business, it dies. You get a job, they sack you. You step into partnership, you go down. In the name of Jesus, anyone who is a victim of the aforementioned, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Listen, I've shared with you, you have listened to my encounters, but let me share this with you for those of you who have not heard it. Please bring them. We'll soon be seated. Thank you for your patience. I told you that many years ago, I was praying in my room then. And while praying, the Lord opened my eyes, and suddenly my ceiling shifted, and it was no longer the building. And then I'm seeing this creature looking at me. Giant eyes. One of the eyes was like a human head. Two of them. And then it looked like something like a dinosaur. And then the tail had its own life. That means you could detach the tail and it would still be alive. And I saw it with red eyes looking at me. And it said, so you want to bring God's people into blessings. And I saw that is the spirit that is responsible for the poverty of territories, sitting over the glory of men. From the day I saw that thing, I knew that there is a dimension of poverty that comes with laziness. There is a dimension of poverty that comes with lack of value and lack of productivity. But hear me, there is a dimension of poverty that is spiritual. I'm saying it again. Everyone here, trapped under the yoke of that spirit, or your loved ones, they may not be here. Some of them have been abroad for years, but there is absolutely nothing to show for it. Some of them have been in several regions, working in choice places, but this spirit will not let them build a glorious life. In the name that is above all names, I command that influence to leave now. I command that yoke broken now. One of the strategies of Satan to distract your commitment towards spiritual things is to use economic distraction. The moment you are distracted economically, you will not have the time to focus on the things of God. Hallelujah. I declare deliverance for these ones by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. Be delivered right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated if you can. One of the blessings, please look up, one of the blessings of miracles and signs and wonders and supernatural manifestations of the hand of God, one of the blessings is that it can cause men to know for a surety that there is a God in heaven that rules over the affairs of men. When the miraculous is absent, most times that God consciousness is lost over the lives of a people. But when they see the mighty manifestation of the hand of God, it can reveal to them the might and the power of God. Then it also reveals to them the states of their hearts. It was by the miracle that happened to Peter. Peter was fishing and he did not catch anything. And Jesus said, little children, have you any catch? He said, cast your net to the right side. When he caught so much fish, he looked at Jesus and said, depart from me, I am a sinner. Something about that miracle revealed to him the state of his heart. Hallelujah. When the miraculous happens without Jesus being at the center of it, let me tell you what happens. People enjoy the miracles. They receive the manifestations of the power of God, but most times their attention will just end on the man who was used by God to perform the miracle, and they forget about Jesus, and they never live with a functional relationship with Jesus Christ. I've shared with you my passion, and this is our passion in this ministry, that in everything and through everything that is done, the entire goal is to use it as a means to cause men to believe in that name, the name of Jesus, the one exalted as Lord and Christ. If we lose that, then no matter what happens, no matter how powerful and how great it is, it will be very small as far as impact is concerned from the standpoint of heaven. God's measure of impact is the degree to which that activity revealed Jesus. Not just to the degree to which the activity blessed men. Blessing men is secondary. The degree to which whatever activity reveals Jesus and glorifies him is how impactful that activity was as far as the realm of the spirit is concerned. And then of course the degree to which it transformed and blessed people. So the miracle service is really no miracle service except and unless it is able to connect people to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let me show you two scriptures and then I'll begin to minister proper. Mark chapter 3, we'll start reading from verse 13. Mark 3, 13. Mark chapter 3 from verse 13. The Bible says, and he goeth up into a mountain, the he being Jesus, and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. Verse 14, it says, and he ordained 12. To what end? Number one, that they should be with him. Then, and that he might send them forth to preach. The first assignment is the relationship. He didn't just call them to be preachers. He called them to be with him, to build a functional relationship with him, and then they should go forth and preach. Verse 15, the last verse now. It says, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils, all because they were with him. Are we together now? Desiring the miraculous, desiring the manifestation of the power of God in isolation to that desire to know Jesus will lead men to catastrophe. You will receive the miracles, but it will not profit you, because the presence of the person that immunes you permanently from that attack and that onslaught of darkness is not there. So whatever you receive through the prophetic or through whatever vessel God uses will always be temporary. You see, when you go to a herbalist, a native doctor, a spiritist, a diviner, he's not interested in a relationship with you. All he wants, you don't even need to know his name, except if the spirit asks him to ask you the name. Otherwise, you can just go and say, look, I'm looking for power to get wealth or power to do this and that, and he tells you he will bring the list, go and provide this. Once you provide it, he does it, he gives you whatever you have to collect, and you leave. You don't need to know his name, he doesn't need to know your name. In fact, you may not even know where you went to, because usually it's wicked people that take orders there. So it's possible that you don't even know the place. You just know that you were driving in thick darkness until you got somewhere. So Satan is not interested in a relationship. He's interested in oppression. He does not lead people through relationships. He leads people through fear. Are we together now? But when you come to Jesus, more than just giving you things, he wants to build that relationship with you. And then on the strength of that relationship, he can now release you to first be the number one beneficiary of that relationship through the manifestation of his hand on your life. Then from the standpoint of that conviction, you can now reach others. This is how it works. When he met Moses, he was not just interested in sending Moses to Pharaoh. He had that relationship with Moses, a deeper relationship. Moses said, "Who shall I tell Pharaoh has sent me?" And he said, "I am that I am. Go and tell Pharaoh I am had sent you." Are we together? In Acts chapter 4, we'll start reading from verse 8. Acts chapter 4 and verse 8. This was Peter in defense. He was defending the miracle that just happened to the man at Gate Beautiful before the elders and the council. He said, "Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, and by what means he is made whole." Next verse. "Be it known unto you all," Peter now, "and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you all." That means Peter was saying the miracle is not the most important thing. The miracle is a signpost leading you to the person you crucify. So he performs the miracle to remind you that you once crucified him, but now he's alive and he can reach out to you. Next verse. He says, "This is the stone which was set at naught," you know, you builders, "and has become the chief of the corner." We're reading verse 12. He said, "Neither is there salvation in any other." Look at how one miracle gives him an opportunity to preach a sound sermon. Are you seeing that now? So that it was not just the miracle. The miracle was the basis to now introduce Jesus. "Neither is there salvation in any other." Now, if he did not perform the miracle and he said, "Neither is there salvation," they would charge him of blasphemy. But now his result was standing before him while he would preach. So even though they didn't want to agree with him, they could not deny what salvation had come to that man. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." 13. It says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled." Why? "They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." The basis of their exploits, they had been with Jesus. Not that they had listened to Jesus. Not that they had received impartation from Jesus. They had been with Jesus. The presence and the relationship factor was what was responsible for that marvel. Every time we are used by God to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to bring all kinds of mighty manifestations of God's power, listen carefully, over the lives of people and over territories. It is to this end. That means if you just stop at celebrating the miracle, you rob God of an opportunity to be introduced to men. The miracles are the evidences you need to stand before you while you remind the world that there is a name and there is only one who is worthy of their allegiance, their loyalty, one who has given his life for them. Your gospel is not complete if all you do is celebrate miracles. The miracles are signs. A sign points that there is something greater than itself. If you want to go, say, to a barbing saloon and you're looking for it, and then they tell you there's XYZ saloon here, the sign leads you there. If you stand before the sign and you keep admiring the sign and say, what beautiful signpost, this is wonderful, it will not profit you. It's not the sign that will give you a haircut. The sign only directs you. Is that true? It is good to celebrate miracles. It is good to celebrate signs and wonders, the manifestations of the hand of God. But I remind you again
that at the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Not Joshua Selman.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Let me tell you a secret. This is one of the reasons why many people, respectfully, even we men and women of God, we do not see the power of God in ever increasing dimension. Because we are ashamed of getting out of the way to let people see Jesus projected through our lives. We feel very embarrassed if we have to move out of the way, because we feel as though God is cheating us, scamming us. Now is my opportunity to shine. I need to stand before that miracle so that I receive an attestation that it was through me it happened. But those who love Jesus say it's not necessary. The most important thing is to verify if Jesus will be lifted through that process. Are you getting it now? Learn this as a principle. Every time I pray for the miracle service or any other service for that matter, believe me, my prayer as always is, Lord, work wonders in the midst of your people. But whilst you are doing that, as they look at me, may they see you. I've told you, you are not yielded when your presence reminds people of you. Your presence must remind people of Jesus. That's how you know you are yielded. That means when they look at you strangely, the more they see you, the more they forget about you. And another image is what is built in their hearts. So they look at you for 5 minutes and they nod their head and say, Jesus, you are mighty. Are we together? Yes. It's the reason why there is a lot of confusion as to who performed the miracle. Because for a long time, we kept silencing Jesus in the equation and we kept projecting ourselves. So now the people know preacher A, preacher B, preacher C, and there's nothing wrong with that. Except that in magnifying ourselves, we shut Jesus out of the program. So many of the people who were healed, when they came back, they did not find us and we did not leave Jesus with them. So we became their idols. Because we're supposed to present Jesus so that even when we are not there, he'll be there with them, because he is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Are we together? Yes. Tonight you have come because the Lord brought you here by his Spirit to bless you, to lift you. I believe in the whole counsel of God. And when we spend time learning the ways of God like we do week in, week out, there must be moments in every meeting where we dedicate that time to allow Jesus come in the midst of his people to take burdens away, to open up doors. You will never truly be able to serve God acceptably living a defeated life by Satan. There must be an evidence to your gospel. There must be an evidence to your gospel. And so, miracle services are designed to give that opportunity that God will step in and help his people, and all of a sudden, you see people come to testify the mighty hand of God in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, an age-long captivity, just like that. I've been involved in the miracle ministry for a while and the ministry of signs and wonders, and I can tell you sincerely, you will think that after many years of seeing these things, you should get used to it. You know, like a professional, a consultant, or you know, an architect or someone who has been in the thing for a long time. But for every time, I marvel at the wonder-working power of Jesus. When I see people coming here just because a man spoke, when I see people's lives just open like that, like a book that was closed and now it's open, when I see people receiving these things, that is a message to me as the preacher. The wonder-working God, look what he's able to do. That from one point you can stand as representing him, and you are speaking to nations and territories, and the Spirit of the living God, who is not bounded by time and distance, going to the lives of people and correcting all kinds of things. And somebody will leave and say, I can't find that pain again. The pain did not go, it was driven. You think the pain wants to go? No. I can't find that captivity again. By Monday morning, someone is ringing your phone. Where are you? I'm here. Please come. What for? You just come. Aha. And you get into a place of prepared blessings. And you sit down and ask yourself, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? What am I doing here? Then he reminds you, do not lose this opportunity to project Jesus. When you return back and tell people, look what Jesus has done. Usually they will clap for you and say things like, you are lucky, or your man of God is powerful, or where did you go to get the miracle? After telling them all those things, tell them, hold on, we are not done. If I just stop here with you celebrating the miracle, I wasted an opportunity. Because all of this thing is supposed to bring glory to the name of Jesus. And you would join them to worship Jesus and say, Jesus, thank you. This has happened so that men will know that you are still in the business of making. You are still in the business of lifting. You are still in the business of changing. And let me tell you what happens. God will look at you and say, wow, because of this that has happened right now, someone who was not serious will say, so what do I do now? And you can give him one message to listen to. And heaven is clapping for you. You did not waste that miracle. You are ready for another one. Because this, your evangelism is effective. One open door. Now three people are coming to Jesus. You will leave that office and someone is saying, Lord, I think I need to be serious with you. I'm tired of this kind of thing. And he tells you, get ready for another one. Someone is calling you and you come and see him hold a key. And say, God said I should give you the key to this house. House? Sorry, this is my name. He said exactly that. House? Please don't embarrass me. If you are a scammer, I can leave you to go in peace. It is yours. And you stand before that house and raise a song until everybody is gathered there. And they say, what are you singing for? Ah! And with our hands lifted up, we will worship our King. And with our hands lifted up, we come before you rejoicing. With our hands lifted up to the sky, and the world wonders why. We just tell them we're loving our King. Oh, we just tell them we love. Look at me. If you are a business owner, we're about to pray. If you are a business owner and someone comes to you and you give him your product and say, I'm giving you this product, just for visiting me. And in 3 hours, he returns with 10 clients. And he said, what for? And he said, there is something, this man presented your product in a way that we need to see who made this. Will you throw that person away? Will you allow them to kill that person? And then the person says, can you give me the privilege? And you say, how much will I pay you? And he said, no, I don't need payment. It's an honor for me to be able to market this. 5 hours later, you bring in 50 people. There will be a board meeting on your case immediately. And say, although this guy does not seem like he's employed, there is something about his tenacity. A whole city comes to know that product and to love that business and the owner because of your influence. Do you know what will happen? They will make you something called a brand ambassador. Are we together? A brand ambassador means that you have the level of influence to compel people to pay attention. No matter what they invest in you, they don't see it as a loss because it's nothing compared to what comes to them on account of your presence. So when God tests you with a little anointing, a little breakthrough, one open door here and there, one contract of 500,000, and he does not see you again. You hear tithe, you say, God forbid. Okay, at least bless other people. No. Kingdom advancement, nothing. You run away. And then when it's over, you come and say, God, are you not merciful? He says, I am merciful, but you are not productive. I won't drive you, but I will watch you. Love is not conditional, but trust is conditional. Both the man he gave 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent, he loved all of them, but he did not trust all of them. Can I tell you this? I have learned from scripture, by the privilege of God's grace through my life, I give you a great secret. Get out of the way and let Jesus be seen through your life. It is truly the secret of rest. In getting out of the way, you will find out that everywhere you move to, men will move there too. Because there is something about the efficiency of your witness. So all the miracles that happen in this house, the miracles that have happened, and the many more that will be happening shortly, may I remind you, dear people of God, and the nations of the earth, that this is not just about Joshua Selman. Thank God for the privilege of ministry, the privilege of partnership with the Holy Spirit. But I'm drumming it to you again that more than this man standing, there is one who is high and lifted up. And that for everything you see happen here, see it as a message. A message. If you come to me, I can pray for you, I can bless you. But if you go to him, he will give you life everlasting. The highest I can show you is compassion. But when you go to him, he says, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. This appetite for fame, this appetite to want to be the face behind the manifestation of everything, I want to be the one. Listen, we will keep punishing ourselves forever and ever and not get anything.
Be lifted high, oh Lord. Be lifted high, for you are holy. Oh Lord, be lifted high.
Everything God does in your life, listen to me, and everything God does through you must directly project Jesus. Oh, you are a kingdom millionaire and you just sit down and say, well, I don't want to be proud, but I mean, this is... No, don't just say glory to God carelessly. Be intentional. God means many things. Which one? A young man comes to you and says, well, I'm looking for a business mentor. You are a billionaire. Help me. You don't just sit down and start telling him, do this, buy and sell. No. Listen, young man, let me tell you this. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega of my life. Before we talk business principles, I present to you the one who helped me. I don't know how he helped my neighbor, but this is the one who helped me. The person may not want to take you seriously, but your evidence is before you. Are we together? If every politician, every businessman, every man of God, every career person, every successful person makes a determination that your life will reveal and project Jesus, not in a way of some fanatism that downplays others, no, a sincere declaration of your faith and your conviction that you love him with all your heart and your life is a testament of what he can do. Believe me, if this becomes your disposition, sit back and watch with wonder how your life becomes an unending. It's like a page that opens and never comes to an end. One miracle, one manifestation of the power of God after another. Just when you think you have exhausted everything, you will see another dimension again. This is a simple secret that I'm giving you tonight. You will think that because you've heard it once and again, you've gotten it. The desire of man to replace Christ, as far as the spotlight is concerned, is unbelievable. It will take the word of God penetrating your mind and bringing you to a point where you see the profitability of projecting Jesus. I will give this last example and we'll pray. I can't remember where I gave it. I'm sure it was here. That this bar right here is holding this beautiful, this pulpit here. The center of focus is not the bar. The center of focus is the pulpit here. Are we together now? But then, the assignment of this bar is to hold this in place. Your attention is not on the bar. But no matter how you close your eyes, provided you look at this bar, you must see this too. You see it now. So while this does not become the ultimate focus, this is where your eyes is. But whatever is lifting it high for you to see must also be featured there. This is how we are. Jesus is the central focus. He is the one who should be the object of people's admiration. But because of the privilege of standing in partnership with the Holy Spirit to lift him, it is impossible for you to just see him and yet not see the one lifting him. John said, I may decrease. He didn't say that I will vanish. No, we don't vanish. And that decreasing is only relative to how high and mighty he is. Because no matter how small you are, if it's Jesus you are lifting, you are big. His size will magnify you. It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you. It's for your glory and your fame. It's not about me, as if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender. Oh, you alone are God, and I surrender. It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you. It's for your glory and your faith. It's not about me, as if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender. Oh, you alone are God, and I surrender. Join me and sing this song one more time. It's all about you,
Jesus, and all this is for you. It's for your glory and your fame. It's not about me. As if you should do things my way. You alone are God. It's all about you, Jesus. And all this is for you. It's for your glory and your fame. It's not about me. As if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender.
This is your prayer now.
Oh, you alone are God, and I surrender.
I surrender that ambition. I surrender that ministry. I surrender that family.
Oh, you alone are God, and I surrender. This is all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you.
Truly,
it's for your glory and your fame. It's not about me. As if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender.
I say, people,
oh, you alone are God, and we surrender.
I say, businessman,
you alone are God, and I surrender.
Listen. Anything you hand over to God, you can guarantee that it will not die. Hand over your children to Him. Hand over your business that is killing you. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. There are people carrying all kinds of luggages that Jesus did not give them. Luggage of ego, luggage of demonic oppression, luggage of ignorance and confusion.
You alone are God, and I surrender.
This is the miracle service. So a real miracle is happening to you as you are listening to me. I do not know anyone who gets to a point of total surrender and leaves the presence of God without a miracle. No, not this God.
It's all about you.
Listen to what you are saying.
Jesus.
Hold on. Don't rush the song. For some of you, your version of the song is, it's all about you, my destiny helper. For some of you, the song is, it's all about you, government. For some of you, it's all about you, oil and gas. It's all about you, real estate. It's all about you, federal government job. It's all about you, job with UN, job with mention all the places. Some of you, it's all about you, ministry, church. Some of you, it's all about you, preaching, apostle, prophet. My simple assignment before I pray for you is that sincerely from your heart, you are going to replace all those idols with only one name. Those things only find their value when He's lifted above them. They are not useless. I've taught you all these things. These are success systems. It is not very difficult for God to exalt and lift and honor a people. It is the degree to which He finds Himself lifted in you. So as I sing that song, don't join me. Listen and pray. I'll sing it two or three times and then I'll minister to you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. I'm not a musician. I'm not singing a special number. I'm sending something from the realm of the Spirit into your spirit. telling you, give up that pride. Jesus is talking to you now. Let him win that war once and for all over your destiny.
It's all about you in my life, Jesus. And all this is for you. It's for your glory and your fame. It's not about me. As if you should do things my way. You alone art God, and I surrender. It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you. It's for your glory and your faith. It's not about me. As if you should do things my way. You alone art God, and I surrender.
One more time.
It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you. It's for your glory and your fame. It's not about me. As if you should do things my way. You alone are God. Oh, you alone are God, and I surrender. Oh, you alone are God, and I surrender.
This is true. I surrender everything. Ambitions, the quest for success, the passion to make it. I don't throw it away. I only surrender. Don't bow down if your crown is still on your head. The 24 elders removed their crown. That's what gives their bowing down value. Don't bow before the king with your crown on your head. That Lord, no matter what you make out of my life, and no matter where you take me, my assignment is that through your marvelous workings in my life, the nations will see you. They will see you exalted.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord. Forever his truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in his holy name. He is exalted, my King is exalted.
Very powerful.
He is exalted. He is exalted.
Now, I'm going to make an altar call before we start. In this kingdom, you strike when the iron is hot. Haven't spoken about Jesus. Even before I begin to pray for the sick, it's going to be a very quick one. Listen to me. Let me tell you what an altar call is. Please look up. The church, we need to use every opportunity to educate God's people. An altar call is not a funeral service where you have weak and defeated people stroll their way in shame as though they are coming to confess before a cruel deity. See an altar call like an award ceremony, where you are coming before the one who is the lover of your soul indeed, Jesus, the one who was crucified, now exalted as Lord and Christ, is giving you an invitation to hold his hands, to become a partaker of his life, that together you can now begin to live a meaningful Christian experience. An altar call seeks to do two things. Number one, to give people an opportunity who have not yet connected in truth, who are not yet recipients of the life of God. The only way to have life and life eternal is through the Son. And then number two, an altar call gives an opportunity to those who need restoration over their spiritual lives. They are saying, my life is scattered. I do not even know if I'm saved or not. So whenever we make an altar call, or any man of God anywhere across the globe, do not see it as a funeral service where those who come out feel so ashamed, they feel stupid, they feel church is hypnotizing me, I'm just coming out to answer an altar call. No, Jesus is standing and he's saying, give me a chance. I gave you a will and I will not force you. However, if you have failed in every area of your life, let the first and greatest demonstration of wisdom be to come to he who is the fountain of life himself. You came here tonight, you are in this auditorium, all the overflows outside, and our family watching from all across the globe. You've heard me preach. The song itself is a message. And you are saying, Apostle, I need Jesus desperately. For some of you, you are saying, for many years I've had preachers preach about this Jesus. I've laughed, I've even clapped for those who came out. But I really, really need to make it serious with Jesus. I'm going to make an altar call. Whether you're inside, you're outside, those following in your homes, I'm going to give you an instruction on what to do. But be prepared. Whether you are watching the rebroadcast later on, after now, or where, it does not matter. Jesus revealed, Jesus glorified. When that is done, we can now celebrate miracles with joy. We can now expect him to move. This is the protocol of bringing glory to the name of the Lord. So I'm going to make this altar call. I'll count 1 to 5. The Holy Spirit would have spoken to you through the songs, through the miracles initially that happened here, and through the entire service. If Jesus is speaking to you, don't be ashamed. Wherever you are, I'm going to count 1 to 5. I want you to leave your seat and run like there's fire on the mountain. Come and stand before me here. Win that war finally. 1. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Come. Oh, Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Keep coming. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you, Jesus. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Leave your seat and come if the Holy Ghost is speaking to you and saying it's time to give up everything and come to him. One time a rich man met Jesus and said, "Good master, what do I need to do to be saved?" He said, "Sell everything that you have." It was a mystery. Jesus was not telling the man to become a poor man. He's saying, "Enthrone me above everything." The man said, "I have great possessions. Great possessions." And I tell you, whether you like it or not, someday Jesus is coming. And when you stand before him, he won't ask you whether you're a businessman. He won't ask you how educated you are, as important as that is. He will not ask you how many sermons you preached or how many crusades you conducted. Thank you for coming. Those outside, all of the overflows, listen to me. You came for a miracle service. This is a real miracle you should be proud of for the rest of your life. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm going to lead you to pray this simple prayer. This is what the Bible teaches, that when we confess his lordship and we believe that he was raised from the dead, that we become recipients of this life. It's a new beginning for you. This is not some church thing. I want you to know that something supernatural is happening to you, that you can go back home and tell the people that I'm a changed person. Something happened to me. Very definite, very exact. May I request that you lift your right hand before this one who you have unashamedly come to stand before, Jesus. Lift your hands before him.
Would you dance with me, oh lover of my soul, to the song of all songs? Would you dance with me, oh lover of my soul, to the song of all songs?
Can I tell you, listen, before I pray with these people, do you know why we do not have plenty miracles again? Because most of those who work in the healing ministry were called healing evangelists. That means their focus was revealing Jesus. It was through the gospel that they saw all the miracles we record today. But many of us want miracles for no reason. No. The supernatural is connected to the gospel. If you are not interested in revealing Jesus, you can be something else other than a communicator of his life and power. Are we together now? You cannot do a discussion that has nothing to do with Jesus and expect the kind of miracles you see on a crusade ground. No, sir. The signs are messages. They are validating something. The great generals, both in Africa and those we read through history, and even in the Bible, they saw the miracles that they saw because the gospel was at the center. Mention any great man through history today that you have seen the mighty hand of God in their lives. It happened because the miracles were like trays carrying a message that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals. Is it Reinhard Bonnke? Is it T.L. Osborne? These men who have joined the cloud of witnesses. Today we love their miracles and we're searching for their anointings without the message that brought them. We want power in isolation to the gospel. We want power in isolation to the message that saves. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, for coming to stand boldly before this Jesus. Not another one. The one who saves, the one who heals. I'm going to lead you to pray a prayer. Those here and all our overflows outside, those following at home, just place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Let it be from the depth of your heart. When you're done praying, you can let our people know through the links that you have on our social media platforms that you just gave your life to Jesus, and there'll be someone to just and minister to you there. Praise the name of the Lord. Say this loud and clear. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe in you that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that from tonight and forever, I belong to you. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. I am a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name. Please keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you for these ones. You have brought them by your Spirit to Jesus, and they have made these declarations by faith. And the Bible declares that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. I declare by the authority of Scripture that your sins are forgiven, and that from today until forever you become active recipients of the life of God. The power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over you. May you find your place in destiny and live victorious lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, very quickly, thank you so much for making this great decision. I want to plead with you, just move to my right, which is your left. There are counselors waving their hands. They'll have a minute or two with you very quickly, and you'll be back to your seat. Please be careful with the base, the crane, so that they don't hurt you. Let's celebrate them. Koinonia, is this the best you can do? Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you how it will be. It will be very, very fast. Three things. It is time to cast out devils. Oh, yes. It is time for the spirits that sit over the destinies of men that will not allow Jesus revealed. It is time to wave them goodbye. And the Holy Ghost will force them to wave you back. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, it is time for the sick. Do you know the healing ministry? I was discussing with someone and I said, we have to trust God for grace to really restore the healing ministry again. With all due respect, what we call the healing ministry in the body of Christ, we need to go and think again. We have fallen short of that bar by far. By far, we jump over. No miracle is small, but we are praying that God will once again, that whatever dishonor and stubbornness made this grace to look as though it's hiding, that God will bring it again to the body of Christ. Manifestations of the healing power of God. So we're going to trust the Lord. You came here with a medical report. You came here trusting God. And then, for some of us, we may not have any physical sickness, but there are all kinds of challenges. Some of us direction, some of us breakthroughs. Whatever it is, when the presence of Jesus, we have exalted him. And when Jesus is exalted, something always happens. He reaches down to the people to validate every claim that was made about him. If we call him a miracle worker, then he's reaching down to us as such. If we call him a way maker, he's reaching down to us as such. Therefore, I want you to expect that everything that is antichrist, as written on your request or written on your life, it must give way in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready now? Please jump up on your feet. God is miracle worker. God is
a glorious God.
God is
a miracle worker.
Miracle worker.
My God is,
God is,
He's a glorious God.
A glorious.
Two more times.
God is,
one more time.
God is,
God is,
He's a miracle,
a miracle worker.
My God is,
He's
a glorious God.
Please lift your voice in 1 minute and begin to talk to the Lord. That which you desire to see happen in your life, now the time has come. Lift your voice and pray. You are trusting God for that sickness to leave you. Go ahead and talk to Him. You're trusting God for restoration. Go ahead and talk to Him. You're trusting God for rest round about. Go ahead and pray. You're trusting God for speed to break the yoke of delay. Are you praying? Lord, you brought me here to change my story. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. It is true that there are spirits behind the many, many, many tragedies of God's people. And one of the assignments of the anointing is to bring a separation between you and that demonic influence that would not let you go. It says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in your ways. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves. There are spirits behind the career failures of people. There are spirits behind sicknesses and infirmities that will not let people go free. Are you ready now? I want to pray for you. Please, whether you're an usher or not, I want you to help them, especially for those under the anointing. When I pray for you, then we'll minister to the sick and we'll see how God will help us. It'll be a very, very quick work that we're doing. Let your heart be open. Don't be a spectator. At the count of three, we're going to shout the name Jesus. There is a reason why we shout that name. It's not a ritual. We shout it, number one, because God instructed it. Number two, we shout it because we want the nations to know that every miracle and every manifestation of the power of God comes by that one Jesus, who is Lord and Christ. Listen. At the third shout, the power of God to deliver will fall like rain upon individuals, whether you are at the balcony, whether you are at the back, inside, outside, wherever you are. We are going to shout that name three times. This is what God is telling me. So we'll shout once, we'll shout the second time, and by the third time, every orchestration, every legal access. Some of you may not even know that behind the many problems is one spirit. You don't have to deal with the issues one by one. When that one spirit goes, you will find out that the same spirit causing problems in your marriage is the same one causing problems every other place. It's like an octopus. Many hands, but the same spirit. Are you ready now? One, shout Jesus.
Jesus!
The name that is above every other name. The name that is above cancer, failure. The name that is above retrogression and shame and pain. Are you ready to shout the second? Shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Now, and I'd like you to be sensitive. There is an anointing on this shout. Parakalikata. This is the name that lifts. For some of you, you are shouting your way to a new level. Some of you, you are shouting your way to victory. Listen, as you shout, the power of God is going to rest right now upon people. Please bring them out very quickly. I announce to every devil, I announce to every principality, every spirit that is not of the Christ, manipulating the destinies of men, not allowing God's people to experience liberty. This shout is Tehillah, is the shout that brings down the wall of Jericho. Are you ready now? Shout Jesus. Now I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, every spirit, bring them out. I curse every devil, every wicked spirit. Go now, in the name of Jesus. Go now, spirits of ancestry, yokes of darkness, tying down the destinies of men. Release them right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring them out. We are praying, my God. Evil and wicked dreams. Seeing yourself in secondary school, primary school, writing exams that never finish. Orchestrations of witchcraft. Everything that represents shame. Let that fire come upon you now. Shame and reproach. Is a spirit, shame and reproach. I call you by your name and I curse you by the God of heaven. Shame and reproach. Bring them out. Hallelujah. Listen to me. There are people carrying an embargo upon their face of disfavor. This thing they call bad luck. The moment people see you, even if they vow to help you, it's like there is something that is not really you. Right now, the power of God is tearing away everything that makes people to not want to help you. I decree and declare. I'm seeing nine, the number nine. There are nine people. That embargo is about to leave you right now. At the count of three. One, two, three. Let them go now. I curse every demon. I curse every spirit. Every spirit of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bring them out. Parandes Kelebariata. Covering your glory, covering the greatness that God has put within your spirit. Now I want to arrest the spirit of delay, the spirit that makes you see your blessing and yet never hold it, close to you and yet never hold it. I tell you, I'm seeing fire coming on so many people right now in the name of Jesus. That spirit of delay, I call you by name. And I decree and declare at the count of three, release God's people right now. One, two, three. Be released now. Be released now for you and for your family. Be released now. Let that sword of judgment bring a separation between you and every spirit of delay. Someone prophesy, I'm moving forward, I'm making advancement. Go ahead and prophesy. Prophesy over your destiny. No more retrogression. No more retrogression. I move forward. I make progress. Parashko tekete bakatusia. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is opening my eyes in the realm of the spirit. I'm seeing a padlock on a door. This is what I'm seeing. And this is a prophetic representation of somebody's destiny. You are wondering why everything in your life is failing. Why? It's okay, some things succeed and some things don't succeed. at least it gives you a consolation. But there are people here, everything literally is at a standstill. I'm seeing that padlock in the spirit. As I'm prophesying, the hand of God is coming upon them now. I decree and declare, everything that has locked and locked and caged your destiny, inside and outside, everywhere, in the name of Jesus, I declare, let it be open now. Let it be open now. Destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Be open now. Be open now. Hallelujah. We may not have the time to prophesy, but I'm seeing someone. I don't know if it's a demotion that happened to you in your place of work. This thing surprised you. They called you and it's like you were relieved of the current position and you were demoted to somewhere lower. Who is that person? I want to speak to you now. Your season of breakthrough has come. If that person is here, quickly just identify so that I pray with you and curse that demonic spirit. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. Where do you work, madam?
IT company, an IT company.
In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the path of the just is as a shining light, and that it shines ever brighter. In the kaparaske de le kaparundeske di balakuziata, every spirit that will not want you to move forward, but that you are up today and down tomorrow, I'm using them as a point of contact to prophesy to someone. You should never have a better yesterday, where you look at your yesterday and rejoice and keep wishing. In the name of Jesus, for those in front here, every power that will not let you rise consistently, I curse it now in the name of Jesus. I curse it, aparus keti lakatos. I curse it now in the name of Jesus. That it is from glory to glory. Hear me. There is a pastor, you are watching me. Your concern right now is that there is a strange decline in membership. It's not like you did anything wrong or whatever it is, but in a strange way, you are watching me right now. You are in a room, you are watching me using your phone, and you are wondering, it ought not to be so. You are a sincere person. This is a demonic thing and a plot against your ministry. I want to pray for you. The Lord is giving me that instruction. You are a man of God. Father, by the mercy of the God of heaven, I pray over this your servant in the name that is above all names. Every time you call a man and you raise that man, you send to him the men and the women who will receive from the grace that you have given him. For this dear one who is in pain because of a decline and frustration in ministry, I decree and declare from tonight, let there be a miraculous turnaround. In the name of Jesus Christ. For those of you who are in front here, I pray for you and I prophesy. You have come by this prophecy, whatever represents a demotion, a going down, I curse it now by the God of heaven. And I declare, may your life begin to change. You will go upwards, you will go forward only. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Go and prosper. In Jesus' name. Now, very quickly, let me pray for the sick. I'm sensing a very strong healing anointing now.
Water you turn into wine. You open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness we shine.
Into the darkness we shine.
Out of the ashes we rise.
There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger.
Yes, you are higher than any other. Our God is greater. Awesome in power, God.
Please lay your hands right now. You came with someone who is sick inside and outside. Now is the time to lay hands on them. Every part of your body that is a challenge health-wise, please lay your hands on it if you can. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. I want to pray for you.
In the glory and the power, I see miracles, signs and wonders. In the glory and the power, I see miracles.
Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to pray for you right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. You came with someone's picture. You came with anything as a point of contact. I want you to agree with them. I know some of them are following right now. Wherever you are, in truth, there is no barrier in the realm of the Spirit. I'm going to pray for you. Here's what I want you to do. Already there are many of you that the power of God has touched you in the course of the program. And the moment I pray for you, this will be very, very fast. The power of God will come on you and there will be a supernatural miracle. I'll give you an opportunity to check yourself and do what you couldn't do. Whether you're on a wheelchair, on a crutch, blind, deaf, whatever the situation is, having any health challenge. The moment I pray for you and you find out that a miracle has happened, when I ask you to come out here very quickly and orderly, those who are in all the overflows, if they are coming out for testimonies, please allow them protocol. So we'll have either my left or my right. Very quickly, we'll take a few testimonies. The moment we're doing that, please prepare. By the way, if you are yet to write your prayer requests, as I begin to pray for the sick or afterwards, it will be your opportunity to quickly write down your prayer request, because I'm going to be collating every prayer request, and right here at this altar, we're going to be praying before I prophesy finally on everyone. Are you ready? Lay your hands there right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, shout a believing amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command every spirit that is back of any infirmity, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be free right now. I decree and declare over you, from the crown of your head even to the soles of your feet, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Growth in the body, I command you to disappear now. Deafness, whether partial or complete deafness, be healed now. Every blind eye, completely blind or you cannot see properly, I declare in the name of Jesus, begin to see clearly. There's someone, the Lord always does this. I'm seeing like a lump at the left area of your breast. The power of God, you're going to feel like a warm sensation. And that's it. The power of God is coming upon you right now, bringing you healing in the name of Jesus. Now hear me. Every blood condition, HIV, every blood condition, hepatitis, every blood condition, be healed right now. Heart conditions, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. severe recurrent migraines, severe migraines, be healed in the name of Jesus. There's someone, your left, your knee area, I don't know, like your kneecap, there is a very serious challenge and excruciating pain there. Right now, the power of God is touching you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Joint pain or pains in any part of your body, I command that pain to disappear now. Now, anyone who came here with a crutch, you're here using an aid, lift it and begin to walk right now. Lift it and begin to walk right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, every bone condition be healed inside, outside. Be healed right now. There are people who are connecting from hospitals, connecting from sick beds. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, be healed right there in the hospital. In the name of Jesus Christ. Someone, the side, the left side of your neck, I don't know what it is, you're feeling severe pain. This happened to you when you woke up one morning, and from that time the pain has been there. Right now the power of the Holy Spirit is touching you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone, your molars, very excruciating pain. Be healed now in Jesus' name. There's someone, you've been having dreams, and in that dream the devil has been telling you cancer. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I decree and declare that every pain in your body that is making you suspect cancer, let the symptoms die now. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone, you are watching me from Germany. You're watching from Germany. You are on the bed right now. Your body is shaking and you are wondering what is happening to you. Is the power of the Holy Spirit touching you right now where you are? I decree and declare, let there be perfection. By that, it will be a sign to you that God is interested in you and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be healing for you now. Hear me. Every one of your family members, most of you are holding photos of people wherever they are, whether they can hear me or you are connecting by faith. Right now, from this place, may the power of the Holy Spirit bring healing to them now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone, I don't know what it is that is wrong with your head. The doctors say you need a surgery. I don't know if it's a tumor or something that was discovered there. In the name of Jesus, we cancel that medical report now. Chest pain, severe hotness around the chest, I decree and declare, be healed now. Peptic ulcer, be healed now. Pile, be healed now. Joint pains, be healed now. SS genotype, change to AA now. There's someone, you have not high blood pressure. The Holy Spirit is speaking to me, low blood pressure. You have low blood pressure. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a miracle for you now. The power of God is coming on you right now. I just saw light from my hands. Low blood pressure. This is an attack. This is something the devil is sending to destroy you because of the call that God has upon your life. I decree and declare, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone, you have breathing problems. In fact, it looks as if they choke you physically and want to kill you. When you're on your bed, you have to gasp for air. You thought it was COVID. You went for COVID test and they said it's not COVID. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed from that demonic situation. Whether I mention your case or not, in Jesus' name, the name that is above all names, no matter what your situation is, in your body, for your loved ones, I bring you the life and healing of Jesus Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. Receive your healing right now. Receive your healing right now. There is somebody I'm seeing. You're a gentleman. Something happens to you. You forget yourself. It's like you forget where you are for a while, and then you just come back. It's not madness per se, but you can be in a place and literally lose consciousness, as though you are not there. You are not interacting with your environment. This is a demonic thing. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, be free from that demonic experience now. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to request that you check yourself, call your loved ones, contact all you have stood in for, inside and outside. The moment you find out that the power of God has touched you very, very quickly, I want you to make your way to the front. We'll take a few testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Power and might
be unto the Lord.
Check yourself and make your way to the front. Please check them. Hallelujah. Are you celebrating miracles? Check yourself. The moment you find out that there's a miracle for you, please make your way very quickly. Those in the overflows everywhere, please allow them come very quickly. Those online, you can register your testimonies. We'll take a few miracles. Now, while we're doing that, for sake of time, if you are yet to write your prayer request, please write it very quickly. The ushers are going to be walking around, and we'll request that you just submit your prayer request. I'm going to be praying on them right now. Everything you're trusting God for. Are you celebrating miracles? My God. Celebrate them as they come. Inside, outside, the power of God has touched you. Check yourself. Do what you couldn't do. If you're coming, please rush. Rush quickly. Let's celebrate them as they come. So everyone, do well. Those who are following, you can register your prayer request. And then we'll have them collated, and almost immediately we'll have them here. I'm going to be praying, because tonight for sure the Egyptians that you see, you will see them no more forever. Hallelujah. Don't be distracted. Let's celebrate them as they come. Hallelujah. If you are coming to testify, make it fast, make it fast. Are we ready, sirs? Yes, sir. Let's celebrate miracles. We honor the workings of Jesus in this house and through our lives, and every manifestation of the power of God. We owe the glory to Jesus Christ, but it will be a wonderful thing to hear what Jesus has done. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. My name is Wild by name. Last year, 2021, I did an eye surgery at the EPA clinic in Kano. And since last year, November, the eye have been dripping water, have been paining me as I can't see clearly with it. But as the prayer was going on, the water dry up. I can see with it clearly. The pain has gone.
Completely. Look at this. Close the one that you can see with very well. You can see clearly now.
4, 2, 1, 5.
Come on, give Jesus praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that the same way He's opened your eyes physically, may He open your eyes spiritually.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your healing remains permanent.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate miracles. Yes, please.
Apostle, we need to hear this.
Yes, please.
I've been having 13 years of back pain. I can't feel it anymore. I was sick.
Run. Do what? Look at this.
Man, I don't feel the pain anymore. 13 years I've been praying.
13 years
to have that kind of pain. I can't feel
check
it
yourself
anymore.
Now any pain,
it, no pain.
It's gone.
It's gone. Hi-ya.
Cause I've touched your grace.
I touch your grace.
My life must change.
Yes, sir.
Apostle, again.
My
again,
goodness.
We need to hear this.
Watch this. Listen, listen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I just called my mom now. She has had nerve damage on her back for almost 2 years now. I just called
neck
her
damage.
Nerve damage.
Oh, nerve damage.
Spinal cord, yeah.
Yeah, I just called her now and asked her if she could feel anything again. She said she could not feel the pain anymore.
Completely. Where is she?
She's at home.
Where is home?
Abuja, yeah.
Can you imagine, right from here, and the mom, nerve damage, and it's gone completely.
Yes.
We agree in the name of Jesus Christ that this healing remains permanent.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Yes, please.
Apostle, you gave word of knowledge of people with neck pain. There are about 5 people here. This, my brother, he said he has had it since when he was in primary school. Now all of them can turn
neck
their
pain.
Neck. Neck pain. All of them, there are 5 here. They can turn their neck. With
turn your neck. Let me
now.
See. I can see everything
turning around.
Turning around.
Do you see everything?
Everything turning around. Everything
for my good.
Miracles. If they could turn their necks, that means everything that has refused to turn around. By the power of the Holy Ghost, it must turn this night. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Apostle, this my brother here, he had an accident last year with a broken arm. He couldn't lift his
hand. You had an accident?
Accident.
Let him talk. What happened to you?
I have an accident. I cannot lift my hand up. But now, look at it.
You could not? Okay, I see. Can you see it there? Let them see. Shift. Look at this. The hand broke. Lift it up.
Broken hand.
Jesus. Jesus. Let the devil see it again.
You will never be the same. You've touched this grace. Your life is changed. You will never be the same.
Hallelujah. Listen, many of you do not see the power in these miracles. A fractured hand, just like that. My brother, in the name of Jesus, every other thing that needs to come back, if bones could come back, then I decree and declare, whatever is fractured in your life that needs to be mended by the power of the Holy Ghost, let that miracle happen to you also. Yes, please.
Apostle, you gave word of knowledge of people with nail challenge.
Yes.
Nail challenge. All of them, the pains are gone now. They can walk confidently.
Your knee.
Nail.
How long, my friend?
One is about seven years, 8 years.
Which, what couldn't you, hold on, please. What couldn't you do?
It started when
I... What couldn't you do?
After playing football most times, my two knees start playing me, but...
Run.
I noticed after...
Run. Listen. Don't worry. Run. Jump. Any pain. Any pain. Completely. Go and play your football now.
Another one. 5 years.
5 years.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, it never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir.
Apostle, I'm tempted to sit down. But... Sir, this, his sister, he had her picture up.
Oh, your sister?
Yes.
Where is she?
She's in Benin.
Listen, miracles are happening to people beyond this place. From Benin.
Yes, over 20 years, she can't hear with her right ear.
Over 20 years?
Yes, because...
She couldn't hear with her right ear.
When we were kids, she cannot hear with the right ear. But now I'm on call with her. She's telling me that...
You're on call with her now?
Listening to the
call. Oh, she's on the phone now?
Yes. With the same ear that she cannot hear with for over 20 years.
20 years. Deafness. Just like that. In the name of Jesus Christ. If a deaf ear can open, then it means every other thing. Everything that needs to open up, I command it to open up now. In the name of Jesus. My sister, if you can hear, we declare your healing permanent right now. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Sir. Okay. This is amazing.
Praise the Lord. I don't
Bishop
know.
Oedipo said, a wonder is what makes you wonder. Hallelujah. Yes, please.
Praise the Lord. I don't know how to thank God for this testimony because I had a friend who is like a sister. She just gave birth to quadruplets, and for a month now she has been in coma. I just received a call from her sister that
she's back from coma.
Yes, sir. Hey, hey, hey.
Mighty God,
you are the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh.
Understand the story. She was in coma after giving birth to quadruplets, and as the word was going, that was how life came. In the name of Jesus Christ, we use you as a point of contact. Stretch your hands towards her. We decree and declare, not only will she come into full consciousness, may the Lord raise people to stand and help those children. Those babies will not be without support in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Yes, please.
Apostle, you gave word of knowledge of people with low blood pressure.
Ah,
two people here now, they've gone to the medical and they have their results now.
They've gone to the medical stand.
Check now.
Gone.
What? Two times.
Let me hear that lady. She's saying something.
Two times. Two. Not once. Two times. They confirm. It's normal.
He will put his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Listen, in the name of Jesus, low blood pressure, gone like that. And this is even one of my people. Can you imagine? In the name of Jesus Christ, it will never return to you again. Normalcy to your pressure. In Jesus' name. Yes, please, quickly.
Apostle, power of God is breaking out from here to what in Delta State. His brother is sick. I mean, he couldn't walk using crutches.
Let me hear
now,
him.
As you pray now, the brother has dropped the crutches and is walking.
My friend, where is he?
He's in Delta State.
You are sure of this?
Yeah, I just called my dad.
You just called your dad?
Yeah, and I told him I wanted to talk to my younger brother.
Okay.
Said, how are you feeling? He said, the leg is paining him. I said, so can you try to walk?
Oh, he was with crutches?
Yes.
Okay.
I said, can you try to walk around the house without the crutch? I went towards the toilet, asked him to do it over and over, and I asked him, how are you feeling? He said, he's feeling fine, and he's feeling
He's good. Dropped the crutches.
Yeah.
Look what Jesus is doing here. In the name that is above all names, we pray for your brother in Delta. Let there be perfection for him now. Let's have another person hold the mic so that we make it fast. Maybe we have a few minutes. You can add one more mic to someone there. There are more people here. Yes, sir.
So, Apostle, these are cases of neck pain and...
Neck pain?
Yes.
You too?
Yes, sir.
How many of you? Please place your hand there. Let me pray for you.
My knee.
Oh, your knee. Yes. Place your hand there at the same time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We receive these miracles. And in the name of Jesus, we declare that this remains permanent in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name I pray.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I want to thank
God. I'm seeing a woman. This is what I'm seeing in my vision. I don't know if he's here or somewhere. I'm seeing a woman just stand up, whether from a stretcher. This is a woman who could not walk. If there is someone here like that, stand up. If it's outside this place, maybe following online, please stand up right now. Don't miss your miracle. I just saw this. Yes, sir.
During the declaration, I've been having these pains all over my body for days now. So I called Pastor Ken last week, Monday, when I went to hospital.
Because okay.
At night after program, I started feeling excruciating pain at night. So I had to go to hospital. I called Pastor Kenny. Nothing was diagnosed to be the problem. But during the course of the declaration, I felt light in my body.
What song is that? What song are you playing?
Everything left.
You know the song he's singing? Find out, David Dam or Sam, any of you.
Everything left my body. And during when the one lady was actually giving testimony that waist pain left her body, I felt everything that I've been feeling.
Completely. Like, check yourself.
Everywhere.
Check yourself. Completely gone.
Just everything is gone.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will grant you rest roundabout. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yes, please.
20
very quickly.
Years neck pain. Gone.
Neck pain.
20 years. Sir.
This. Yes, sir.
My name is Kingdom. I drove to.
Your name is Kingdom.
Yes, I drove to somewhere in Kano. I stopped to greet people. I came down. I was normal. Okay. All what I realized was
in Kano.
Yes, sir. All what I realized, I wake up while I was lying down by the roadside at the double express. People were not seeing me. I didn't know what.
Look at this.
So after waking,
when was this?
Almost 20 years ago. This is how I wake up.
Stand up. Yes. And what happened now? What was the result from that time?
I didn't know. It was a mystery until after 10 years, about 2010. Now I started feeling I could not move my neck. Now I'm a preacher. Sometimes I'll be preaching. You see me stretching myself. I don't know what it is until you make mention of it. Like 10 years ago, I started noticing.
Check your neck now. Check your neck. Man of God, carry that evidence back to your church. And in the name of Jesus, may it open gates for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please.
Pain very... in the molar, gone.
Come
pain,
again.
Molar. Pain in the molar.
Pain in your molar. It is gone now and gone forever in the name of Jesus. Goodness. We'll see how we can take just two or three. Are you ready with anyone? Yes.
Chest congestion. You gave the word of knowledge about it. Say,
completely gone.
Yes.
Place your hand there, my friend. In the name of Jesus Christ, let this miracle be permanent for you in Jesus' name. You found the song? You know what he's singing? Yes. Go ahead. Sing it for us.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sea, your name is to be hallowed. Adonai.
Yes, please.
19 years difficulty in breathing, gone.
Difficulty in breathing?
Yes, sir.
For how long?
19 years plus, almost 20.
Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Let the devil see you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That ease remains with you forever. Amen. In Jesus' name. Yes, sir.
We'll
just take two or so that we can. There are so many miracles. You can testify next week, but let me just seal the miracle with prayer for sake of time.
Sir, you prayed for people with pains in their molars?
Yes. I've been having pains in my molars periodically for years. It comes and goes in months.
Yes.
So this episode started like 4 days ago. Even when I was eating before the service started, I could not eat at this part. But immediately you said pain in the molars. I was trying to confirm.
Unfortunately, most foods that are delicious require the cooperation of your molar. So how? Look at this kind of cheating.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
For years, but now, as you prophesied, pain in the molars go in Jesus' name. The pain just ceases, no longer.
Go back this night with a revenge mission. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus.
Same here. I have a pain here in my molars.
Your molar, and it's gone completely.
Completely.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the pain goes and goes forever. In Jesus' name.
So, Apostle, he placed a call from here to his mom. Quite interesting.
To your mom, yes.
Yeah, my mom stays at Port Harcourt for about maybe a year now. She's been complaining of head neck pain. So I called her this evening.
Let me teach you something with the prophetic. The moment you see that there seems to be a grace with a pattern of miracles, discern what God is saying through the miracles. Are you getting the point now? Do you know what joins the head and the body? Are you seeing that now? Remember, there is a relationship between the head and the body. The neck is the connecting point. The head is the seat of authority. The body depends on the neck. The body depends on the head. But it is the union between the head and the neck. Two things here. Number one, it talks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that connects the body to Christ, who is the head. Are you seeing that now? So by that miracle, God is revealing something to you about the necessity of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. This is how you discern prophetic things. And then number two, that is a revelation. He's helping you see that what connects from the central system of a man's body, the head, where your glory is, and your body, that neck, he's bringing perfection there. That is a message already that God is giving you, so that you will know that whatever it is that is connecting you to your authority, your miracle, whether it is destiny helpers, whether it is whatever, God is fixing whatever is the problem. Are you getting it now? So you don't just celebrate miracles and say neck. Miracles are, you can discern what God is saying through them. Are you getting this now? Yes, sir. So in the name of Jesus, your mom's neck now, we decree and declare perfection for her in Jesus' name. Let's have a last person from you, sir. Yes, sir.
Very interesting. Please, Minister Kenny, just before we hear this, or maybe okay. We should hear
this. No. Then. Please go ahead, sir.
Daddy, you made mention that there was someone in Germany who the power of God was touching, sitting on their bed.
Yes.
The media department just sent in a testimony from that person. The person contacted the media online and said, "My name is Chisom Chioke. I am currently sitting on my bed and I truly feel the presence of God here in my room. I want to return all the glory to God."
Can you imagine that? Amazing what God can do. Right from wherever it is. If it is the power of God, it can reach everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we pray for you. We pray for the gentleman. May God perfect what he's doing in your life. Yes, sir. For a final one, yes.
Praise the Lord. I sincerely want to appreciate God. For the past five months, I returned from my dad's burial and I wasn't crossing the gutter. I walked on my own into the gutter and my ankle dislocated. There was fracture.
These are villages. We have to trust God to, I couldn't walk. To cleanse. So, I'm not saying they are wrong. Don't get me wrong. But there's too much. Abba. I mean, people should be able to go. The village is not a cause, for God's sake. You see what she's saying now? Yes, go ahead, my dear.
So for 3 months, I was being carried about because the leg was this big. So
the leg was what?
Very big. The ankle removed. Totally.
Since you came back from the village?
Yes, sir. So today, I actually came in here limping with my ankle spray and everything. I've gone out 3 times to spray my legs because I couldn't.
And what happened now?
Right now, I can move.
Walk.
I'm no longer limping.
Walk.
I am walking, sir.
You can see that this is clearly a demonic thing. I pray for you. It doesn't matter where you go to. The Bible says you are blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Country is a slang for village. No matter where you are, may the blessing shield you from every attack of darkness. And hear me, any man who plans anything for you, he returns to them a thousandfold.
Your name is to be hallowed, Adonai.
Two more and then we're done. Yes.
There's a call miracle here. 7 years partial stroke, gone. She placed a call to ask the mother now, and she's Very, very
Your
fine.
Mother. Yes, where, my dear?
In Zaria. I spoke to her last week. Her BP was 254 over 9, over 190. I'm not sure of the number now.
We caused that spirit of death.
Amen.
That's not BP again. That's the spirit of death.
She had to be chewing gum on a regular so that she doesn't bite her tongue anymore. I just called her now. The BP is 154 over 95. And then I could hear her clearly. I spoke to her. They spoke to her. They heard her clearly. My dad slumped 3 times. I had to tell my HOD. It's almost rendered me bankrupt.
Your dad slumped
three times. Three times.
This is one of the ways that the spirit of poverty works. It disguises itself as sickness until your finances finish. Have you seen that kind of thing? Just when you are celebrating the goodness of God, mysterious sicknesses will come around people you are too close to ignore. Because if you ignore, people will say you are irresponsible. Until it drives you, then the people will either die or they'll be fined by themselves, leaving you bankrupt. Let me prophesy over someone here. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that wants to fight the workings of God's prosperity and abundance over your life by committing unnecessary resources to things that are demonic in nature, I decree and declare that tragedy gets out of your life and space now. I decree, my dear, for your dad and your mom, whether they are following online or just prophetically, may the Lord bring perfection for them now. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Apostle, you gave a word of knowledge of people that have pain in the right side of their stomach.
Okay.
Now, he came with another challenge, that is urine foams. So he's already consulting with a doctor in India to travel, but immediately he gave that word of knowledge, the pain disappeared and he went to the convenience to ease himself. And the urine
completely gone,
healed by the power of God.
Apostle, some years since I took over my dad's property to be the one to assist and help.
You see this guy? This is what we're saying again. It's still the same thing we're saying.
One day I was in my house and in the night I was about to sleep, I just saw a dark cloud. It came around me, and for 5 to 6 years I've been going to the hospital. They keep seeing nothing. They will tell you that there's nothing, but I feel terrible pain. It was inconveniencing until last year I was praying. Somebody just gave me your tape. This is the first time I'm coming to Koinonia. I came with my wife and all that. Somebody gave me your tape. And I saw you in a dream. You lay hand on me, lay hand on my side. The pain keep now stopped. You come up again, stop. And when I was sitting down there, I just noticed that the pain has totally ceased. And I said, this is something else. I pressed it. Because while we were praying there, I was feeling it.
Press it down.
Everything.
Every gone. Pain.
Everything.
Gone. Everything. Let there be restoration for everything you have lost. Amen. And anyone contending with what your father left for you, may God, who is your father, judge them.
Amen.
Hear me? Let me use this opportunity to pray a strange prayer. Because there is something happening in this country and in Africa. We don't pray for parents and loved ones to pass on. It's our prayer that they live the fullness of their lives. But there is a phenomenon that is happening in our nation. When parents pass on, especially those who are blessed and privileged, and they leave an estate or whatever, you have people just show up from everywhere. I cannot tell you the number of issues and cases that I have of someone. Sometimes they come and push the children away. Why will you use the blessing given to children to pay for wasting your youthful days? Are we together? It's a different thing if the child is irresponsible and maybe the uncles or relatives want to manage that to keep the posterity of the father. That's different. But there are people who have failed with their lives and look forward to the death of other people that God is helping. As soon as they die, there are families from day one, they won't even mourn and allow the dead. They just come in with all this nonsense. And they come and meet defenseless families. Let me pray for you that in the name of Jesus, if you are a victim of this or anyone under the sound of my voice, anyone who will not give you peace, may God take them out of the way for you. By all means, find peace. By all means, find peace. My brother, I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will go back victorious. The Lord will protect and preserve you. No arrow that flies by day, no noisome pestilence against you will stand. We declare, you will also not waste what your father gave you. Say amen. God will grant you the wisdom to perpetuate what he has given you. Because this is the balance to what I'm saying. There are many, many, respectfully speaking, irresponsible young men who want them to give them what somebody labored for years and left. And in 2 years, like the prodigal son, they would destroy it with riotous living. We keep praying that God will help our young men to be very responsible. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's the reason why many parents cannot commit anything to the hand of their children, whether they are alive or dead. Nobody will give you anything if you are irresponsible. The prodigal son, he didn't add anything to what the father gave him. Destroyed it, and all the friends he destroyed with it, they left him. And he was with pigs. So this is a word of encouragement. For some of you who God has granted the privilege of being around people who are blessed, be wise. Listen to my message, the law of seasons. Please, everybody, give it as a gift to someone. You can get it on Koinonia Global. The law of seasons. There will always be 7 years of plenty and 7 years. The lean cows always eat up the fat ones. You must know what to do with opportunities. Nobody who is under this ministry should be an irresponsible person. If God bless your father, it's not a curse. Use money and buy liabilities and waste it. And then friends will come and waste your time. If you are confused about what to do with it, write it as your prayer request now and submit it here. This is why you came. Lord, direction. Are we blessed? The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is also a place for administering discipline. It's not only the gospel. People should be wise. Don't waste any opportunity God gives you. When God grants you access to finances, access to an estate, whatever it is, be mindful of people who are not going anywhere. Don't let them come into your space in the name of friendship and destroy great opportunities. Go and sell this house. Go and sell this business. And they destroy everything and run away and leave you. Edit your relationships. If you don't know what to do with money, keep it in the bank and think. Go and meet people. He said, go and meet them that sell. Let them give you wisdom. Are we together now? Yes. This will be the last. May God bless you, my friend.
Mama. Reason.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear.
Mommy here has had ankle pain for 2 years. She couldn't wear shoe. But immediately you gave the word of knowledge, she put on her shoe and then she can walk.
Mama, how long?
2 years.
2 years. Walk now. Oh dear, you can even see it. You couldn't at all. You couldn't wear shoes.
You
couldn't wear shoes.
But I used to take the shoe in case. I would put it on and remove it. I was thinking it's cancer. So when you mentioned the case that somebody with pain, you are thinking is cancer. So immediately I shouted, amen. It's like I felt cold run through to that place.
And the pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, it remains permanent. For you and all who have come to testify, we agree with you in the name of Jesus. These miracles are permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. And for all who have received miracles across the globe, we decree and declare that your miracles are permanent in Jesus' name. Please rise very quickly. Stretch your hands towards me as we pray. This is a very deep mystery that is consistent with the word of God. Please stretch your hands and begin to declare that in the name of Jesus, whatever I have submitted here, if you are yet to submit yours, let's make it very fast. Those online, you can stretch your hands connecting to this altar also in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and pray. Your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. Pray. Shilasko brande gadalika parus gadibalahasiadash. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and we declare by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you declaring? I'm agreeing with you now. Believe God for a miracle. Believe God for a manifestation of the things that he has spoken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, you have to believe that there is a God in heaven who answers prayers. You have to believe this. This is not just some religiosity. No, no, no. We've been doing this for many, many years, and you cannot imagine the testimonies that have come out. In my opinion, this is the most accurate representation of your desires. The Bible says, what things soever ye desire, it says, when ye pray, that you believe that you have received it and you shall have it. This is what the Bible says. What things soever ye desire. Hallelujah. We're people of prayer and we're people who have been marvelously helped by God. I want you to believe in every prophetic declaration. I pray over these requests, and in the name of Jesus, for every request here, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, you will see it manifest speedily in your life. Everything you have written here as a representation of your faith and your expectation, I release my faith with you, and I pray the same hand that submitted the request, let it be the same hand that receives the answers. I say it again. The same hand that submitted the request, may this be the same hand that receives the answers. Every spirit that is back of any negative condition here represented by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I decree and declare that those spirits give way now. You hear me? By the Spirit of God, every destiny helper who needs to partner with the Holy Spirit to see that these requests are answered, in the name of Jesus, we engage their ministry for your sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as I always do, I stand upon these requests. the same way I'm standing upon it, everything that has risen above you, in the name of Jesus Christ, it comes under the feet of Jesus. Whatever has represented shame and reproach over your life, I'm prophesying to you right now, that which was once an issue of shame, may God turn it for a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. The final prophetic word. The Lord has been revealing to me very, very superior understandings about the administration of the prophetic. And I believe that He's allowing this for the sake of His people, and then because of the times that we live in. By next week, we'll continue with our series, and then there are a few teachings that God is going to be helping us to see, opening our eyes to really understand the realm of the spirit and to understand how things work in this kingdom. Hallelujah. I want to speak over your life within the 1 or 2 minutes that I have, and I want you to believe it. Let it be from the depth of your heart. I wish I had the opportunity and the privilege to lay hands on everyone inside and outside. There are several thousands of people here on ground, and thousands, potentially millions more across the globe. And it's impossible to do that. But there is one spirit who is able to transcend time and distance, and that right where you are, through words, the power of God can come as prophecy and remain on you and insist that your life becomes a capture of everything that was spoken. He said, blessed is she that believes, for unto her there shall be a performance of those things that were spoken. I want to pray for you. Do not commonize the prophetic. It is powerful. Be lifted in the name of Jesus. Be lifted in the name of Jesus. Be lifted in the name of Jesus. From where you are to where you need to be lifted in the name of Jesus. You know, I've been talking a lot through this service about shame and reproach. Let me pray it officially now. In the name of Jesus, every embargo over your destiny that spells shame, that spells reproach, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I erase that from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The grace for structural establishment. That means the grace that gives you your own space. Whether land, whether a structure, so that you stop depending on people unnecessarily. I pray for you. It's a Rehoboth. The Lord has given me my own space. I prophesy to you. You have the faith to receive it. I decree an aparuskele kadushka nabaka sodebata. Brante galika toske diyasa. Whatever belongs to you that makes for establishment in this city and in this nation, I call upon the God of portions to give you your own portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy to you that this is the season you will strangely step into prepared blessings. Prepared blessings. Prepared blessings. Prepared blessings. Listen, hear me. There are times God gives you the wisdom to plant, and then He becomes the life force that helps your crops to grow. But there are times that the situation in your life needs bread from heaven directly. Whether it is for your crop to grow or for bread to come, it is still God that makes it happen. Therefore, I declare, both for your crops and for bread that attends to your needs of emergency, may God respond to you speedily. anyone in your family and anyone around you who is yet to encounter Jesus, may this month February we are stepping into, in the name of Jesus, we activate the ministry of angels to bring them to the cross. We activate the ministry of angels to bring them to Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for your spiritual life. The real heritage of the believer in Christ is the knowledge of God and the ability to access the wisdom that comes through that relationship. It says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the strong man in his strength, the rich man in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and he knoweth me. I pray for you, the encounters that will lead to deeper levels of intimacy with the Holy Spirit, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The grace that gives you a higher level of spiritual understanding in this year of marvelous light, receive it. It is yours now. Hear me. Every lukewarmness in your prayer life that has brought your prayer life down and you have neglected your priesthood, I pray for you. In the name that is above all names, I decree the grace that fans your prayer life back to flames, receive it in Jesus' name. And let me pray for you, regardless what is happening as far as the times we are living in is concerned, in the name of Jesus Christ, the grace that separated Goshen from what was happening in Egypt, may that same grace separate you from everything that makes for pain, separate you from everything that makes for sorrow, separate you from everything that makes for shame, separate you from everything that makes for decrease. When men say there is a casting down, for you I prophesy there will be a lifting up. Career people, I pray for you. The month coming, I call it your month of strange breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare finally upon you the mantle that makes for visibility and influence. The grace that can cause your territory to see you and place a demand upon what God has put, whether in business, whether in ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, I know what I'm saying, believe me. I pray for you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. May that grace rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of wisdom that takes away foolishness completely, both in deeds, in thoughts, and in words, may that grace rest upon you. And I pray for you finally, as God has done it in your life, through you may he do it to your family. Through you may he do it to your circle of influence. In the name of Jesus. For those of you who have traveled from far and have come here, I pray for you. You are not only going back with joy, you are going back with strange evidences. In the name of Jesus. The same way the madman in Gadara was waiting for Jesus, this time around, may good things wait for you at the corridors of your destiny. In Jesus' name, I pray. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you tell him thank you in 1 minute? Thank you, Jesus. It is always with thanksgiving. The last digit in this equation is thanksgiving. Thank you. We bless you and we honor you. You have done all things well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for bringing glory to the name of Jesus. Thank you for salvations, deliverances, miracles. We await the mighty, mighty testimonies that come from tonight's encounter. And we declare that in all of this, Jesus be lifted, Jesus be glorified, in Jesus' name. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. God bless you and see you on Sunday.
We believe you were mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI to stream Koinonia Live.
Go to luteella.com/koinonia-radio and download the teachings on koinoniadownloads.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate you.